China's Bronze Age began during the late Xia Dynasty, nearly 3,700 years ago, and continued for more than a millennium and a half through the Shang, Western Zhou, and Eastern Zhou dynasties. Large-scale iron production began around the 3rd century BCE, but bronze continued to be used thereafter. Most surviving bronzes from the Bronze Age were important ritual implements used by Shang and Zhou dynasty aristocrats. With the exception of weapons and musical instruments, most of these implements were vessels used for holding sacrificial offerings and ceremonies conducted to honor ancestors and gods. It was believed that these offerings helped ensure peace and prosperity for the clan who made them. The number of vessels used in the sacrifices also designated the statues of the people making the offerings. The exhibition, Rituals Cast in Brilliance, is comprised of 8 sections. The first section examines the various shapes and decor of Bronze Age ritual vessels and musical instruments. It also looks at the kinds of sets into which they were organized. The next section offers examples of bronzes inscribed with the names of aristocratic clans, as well as weapons that demonstrated the power of the state. The following 4 sections provide a comprehensive survey of the development of bronzes from the 10th through the 3rd centuries BCE, revealing how the shapes, decor, and ritual combinations of the bronzes changed over time. Here one witnesses, for instance, how the rise of competing states in the Eastern Zhou period was manifested in regionally distinct bronzes, and how the invention of inlay and gilding elevated bronze production into a more luxurious art. Another development is the addition of cast inscriptions to the surfaces of the bronzes, which not only preserve important historical records, but also reflect the calligraphy styles of the era. The next section examines the transformation that occurred around the 3rd century BCE, at the beginning of China's imperial age, when the use of bronze for ritual purposes declined, and it came to be utilized instead to create objects for utilitarian purposes. The 8th and final section looks at the bronzes of the minority peoples living in the regions bordering the Chinese heartland. These bronzes have very distinct regional features and were influenced through interaction with the peoples of China.